Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us today, the veterans that have joined us in support of Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. It's a pleasure to launch Veterans for Branstad Reynolds Coalition, and with my father, Chuck Larson Sr., who is chairing the organization. We have a number of very distinguished speakers with us today, and veterans as well, and in particular, I'd like to recognize Colonel Johnson, who is the most decorated veteran in the state of Iowa, Air Force retired colonel who served for 6.5 years in Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam War. Colonel, thank you for being with us today as well. Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds have been champions on veterans issues and will continue to do so in the next term. We're proud to give them our full support for this election effort. And there's no better friend than veterans could ask for, and this last legislative session truly demonstrates that, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, for your leadership. Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, I'd like to introduce Gabe Haugland, who is a combat veteran from Afghanistan, where he served as an infantry platoon leader from 2010 through 2011. After returning in 2011, he transferred from the infantry to the Mighty JAG Corps, which I am as well. Combat JAG, nothing better. And he's now a captain in the Iowa National Guard, and he and his wife, Carolyn, and their two young children live in Clear Lake, Iowa. Gabe?
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. It's my honor to share a few words with you today. Mr. Larson, thank you for that very kind introduction and for your years of service to our state and nation as well. Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, thank you for all you do on behalf of all Iowans, and especially all that you've done to make Iowa home base for our military veterans and their families. To all the veterans that are assembled here today, I salute you. You are the strength of our state and nation, and you represent the very best of Iowa. In 2010, while I was deployed to Afghanistan, my wife Carolyn, who is with me here today, stood on a stage in Cedar Rapids with our two youngest children who are also here today. You'll probably hear from them at some point. As well as my parents, and introduced Governor Branstad to a crowd of veterans very similar to the crowd gathered here today. That deployment took a toll on our family, and it took a toll on the families of the other 2,500 soldiers from the Iowa National Guard who deployed that year as well. But as my wife stood with Governor Branstad on that stage that morning, she made a few remarks that I thought were worth repeating again today. She said, and I quote, "There is very little that can redeem the time lost during a deployment. But as Iowans, we owe our veterans and their families an incredible debt of gratitude when they return. We owe them a system of government that is responsible, that pays its bills on time and never overspends, and one that they can be proud of when they return, just as we are proud of them." She said, "I'm here today because I believe that Governor Branstad represents the best of Iowa, just like the men and women of our armed forces. Today, it is my honor to stand with Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds 4 years since my wife spoke those words and recall the accomplishments that he and the Lieutenant Governor have shepherded for our military veterans in the time since. Every veteran knows that Governor Branstad is one of us. He served in the Army, and even more importantly, he has fought for this country in and out of uniform, fighting for veterans' rights, fighting to make Iowa the most welcoming state for them, fighting to give them accommodations to thank them for their service. Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds know that we need to give our veterans the opportunities that they deserve after serving honorably for our state and for our nation. Iowa and the military community know that with Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds running the state, veterans will always have a place to call home. The past 3.5 years have just been a start, and this is why we need to reelect them, to continue to put in place bold and responsible policies for Iowa. Please join me in a round of applause for Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds and for the work that they've done and will continue to do on behalf of our veterans and their families. Now it is my honor to introduce a very distinguished military veteran this morning. All he wanted me to say was that he was a Marine helicopter pilot, I believe, but we're going to get a little bit more in depth with his background. Guy Vander Linden was born and raised in Oskaloosa, Iowa. He is a 1970 graduate of the University of Iowa and holds a master's degree from the University of Southern California. After graduating from the U of I, he joined the United States Marine Corps, serving initially as an artillery officer. He transitioned to aviation in 1973 and served the next 27 years as a helicopter pilot. His flying duties included a tour as a presidential helicopter command pilot flying Marine One for President Ronald Reagan. He also commanded a helicopter squadron in the First Gulf War and the Naval Aviation Depot, Cherry Point. He's a graduate of the Marine Corps Amphibious Warfare School, Command and Staff College, and the National War College. Retiring from the Marine Corps with the rank of Brigadier General, Guy served as a private sector consultant to military aircraft manufacturers. Brigadier General retired Vander Linden currently represents Iowa House District 79. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Representative Guy Vander Linden.
I guess that's what happens when you ask a lawyer to be brief. It's my honor to stand here today in front of this august body behind me of those who have served our country proudly and tell you how much I appreciate the leadership of the governor and the lieutenant governor in their support of veterans. And it is important that we honor our veterans, but I want to also point out that they've recognized the value of bringing these people back to Iowa. When we don't have any bases or any hospitals to welcome them home, it's important that we have some other incentives to bring them back here. We're talking about many people who are 40 years of age or younger even, with young families who want to come back to Iowa and bring their skills with them. This is an opportunity not only for the veteran, but for those of us in Iowa to benefit from their training and experience. And I'm very grateful to the governor and the lieutenant governor for their leadership in bringing this legislation to the House and the Senate so that we could join the team and help to accomplish this worthy goal. I know this isn't the end of their good ideas for Iowa, and I look forward to their reelection and to teaming with them again in the next year's legislature to move us forward even more. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's now my honor to introduce what I hope will soon be my congressman, Marionette Miller Meeks.
Well, good morning, Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, fellow veterans, and all of the distinguished and honored guests. And it's a real honor to be able for us to come together today on this particular spot to bring attention to our veterans and our military and announcing this Veterans Coalition here at this time, especially during the last weeks of summer with the first day of school just around the corner and fast approaching. And it kind of reminds me seeing some young students here about the first days of school. So the first day of school begins and the children always have something for their teacher. So the grocer's son brings in an apple for the teacher, and she remarks how very nice. And then the son and daughter of the local florist brings in some flowers, and the teacher remarks how very nice this is. And then the son of the local beer liquor wholesaler brings in a big box with the logo on the side, and teacher lifts up the box, and it's leaking a little bit. So she puts her finger there and tastes it and says, "Is it wine?" And the little boy says, "No." "Is it champagne?" He says, "No." And she says, "Is it whiskey?" And he said, "No, it's a puppy." Now, in the military, we know what to do when you have an unidentified liquid. And for those of my military colleagues, we know that we call for, you know, the nuclear biological chemical part of our team to go identify a substance. And then, when we've checked everything out, what do? What's the signal? All clear. Well, Governor Branstad has given the all clear signal to the military and veterans in our state. Through the Home-Based Iowa Initiative, we know that the military and our veterans can call upon Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds to put forth policies, procedures, and processes that make it welcome for veterans to be here, that let them know that even though we don't have large military bases, we are still a state and communities that welcome veterans. And it's amazing to be on this spot knowing how many Iowans have served in the military despite not having large military bases from which to recruit and serve as mentors for young people. And certainly we can contrast that with what's happening at our federal government level. Now, by profession, I'm an ophthalmologist, and I can give people 20/20 eyesight, but I cannot give them vision. And it's true leaders that have both vision and courage. And courage is almost a contradiction in terms. It means a strong desire to live, taking the form of a readiness to die. And I did not do this quote, but I'm going to relay it to you. It's the veteran, not the reporter, who gives us freedom of the press. And it's the veteran, not the poet, who gives us freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who gives us the freedom to assemble. And the veteran, not the lawyer, who gives us the right to a fair trial. And it's the veteran, not the politician, who gives us the right to vote. It's the veteran who raises the flag, salutes the flag, and ultimately who lies beneath the flag that gives us all of those rights. And so as veterans, we are very grateful that Governor Branstad has had both vision and courage to lead, because it takes both in order to lead and not respond to polls or popular opinion. Alongside with Governor Branstad has been Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. And she joined the team and Iowa's team in 2010 to work tirelessly on behalf of Iowans and on our state, both to improve our state and to improve veterans. And although Lieutenant Governor Reynolds has not served in the military, she embodies those same great ideals of duty, honor, and courage, and she is selfless in her dedication and her service to both veterans and to all Iowans. And this is a team that always puts Iowa first. So it's a true privilege and an honor for me to introduce to you Lieutenant Governor Reynolds.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Great job, and thank you so much, Colonel Miller Meeks. I appreciate that very much. It's an honor to be standing here in front of so many veterans who have served our country and our state. And I thought I was going to have to call for your help just a minute ago when I got enveloped in the American flag. But anyway, I was ready to turn around and say, help me out. But it is just an honor and a privilege for me to have the opportunity to serve you as your Lieutenant Governor over the past 3.5 years. And to have the honor of a lifetime to work alongside who I always refer to as the hardest working governor in the nation and a veteran, our great governor, Governor Terry Branstad. We have an amazing opportunity to continue moving Iowa in the right direction. When we ran for office in 2010, we really ran with the mission of leading Iowa's comeback. The state was facing some significant challenges: record unemployment, record spending, a record $900 million projected deficit, growing and unsustainable government. And we knew that Iowans were looking for better. They were looking for a conservative leader, a conservative vision, a leader that had the courage to make the tough decisions that needed to be made that would turn this state around and lead it in the right direction. And I'm proud to say that we made great progress in the first 3.5 years. We got right to work, putting the state's financial house in order. We balanced the budget without raising taxes. We put in place a 2-year and a 5-year projected budget. We eliminated a $900 million projected deficit and turned that into a surplus. And because of the decisions and the policies that was put in place in those first year, Iowa today has a robust and growing economy that's really creating quality jobs, providing opportunities for Iowans in every single corner of the state. We know as we continue to grow this economy and work with existing businesses so that they can expand and entice new business to come and locate in our great state, we need a skilled workforce. And we've really approached this on a multifaceted approach with the STEM initiative, science, technology, engineering, math, Skilled Iowa initiative. And we know, and what has been indicated earlier, is that as the federal government draws down the size of our armed forces, many of our veterans will be looking toward a new mission in civilian life. And as we travel across the state, employers tell us every day that they are excited and they want to hire veterans. They're responsible, they're hardworking, they learn faster, and they certainly have the leadership skills that we're looking for. And that's one of the reasons, with the governor's vision, that we passed the Home-Based Iowa initiative to really help meet that demand of a skilled workforce so our economy can continue to grow. We're working hard every single day to provide one of the most competitive and veteran-friendly climates in America. And I'm here to tell you that we're not done. We're just getting started, and we're excited about Iowa's future. We're going to continue to build on the successes of the past, and ultimately, really, the work that we're doing for this campaign and the policies that we're putting in place, they're not just about the rankings and the numbers. They're ultimately about our children, our grandchildren, and our veterans by showing them a small sign of our appreciation by providing opportunities for all of them, opportunities that they can have right here in our great state. So God bless you. Thank you again for your service. We appreciate it. We look forward to providing additional opportunities. And now it is just my honor and my privilege and pleasure to, as I indicated, to introduce the hardest working governor in the nation and a U.S. Army veteran, our great governor, Governor Terry Branstad.
Kim Reynolds, thank you for that very nice introduction. Wow, what a great opportunity to stand here and look at our beautiful Golden Dome in front of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument in the presence of all these very distinguished veterans from the state of Iowa. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Chuck Larson Sr. for leading this organization of veterans for Branstad and Reynolds. I want to thank Chuck Larson Jr. for his good work. Guy Vanderlinden, we're proud to have you serving in the Iowa legislature and working with us. And we also have a number of other distinguished legislators. John Landon is here. Stan Gustafson is here in his uniform. Of course, you heard from Gabe Haugland, and we're glad that you and your wife and children are also with us again. Thank you. We have Sam Clovis, who's a distinguished retired colonel and running for state treasurer. Zach Nunn, who's running for the legislature. Former Senate candidate Scott Chabon is here. And, of course, you've heard from a former Lieutenant Colonel Marinette Miller Meeks. We're most honored to have former Colonel Harold Johnson, retired Air Force, and the most decorated Iowan. Thank you very much for joining us, Colonel. I have had the great privilege of serving my country in the United States Army Military Police, and then of now serving as governor of Iowa again. These last 3.5 years have gone by fast. We met some big challenges. When Kim Reynolds and I came to office, we faced a $900 million projected deficit. The state's unemployment was over 6%. We had very low rankings in terms of our military friendliness as a state. We rolled up our sleeves and we went to work. We put Iowa's budget in order with the 2-year budget and 5-year projections. And we've reduced the unemployment rate by almost 30%. And we have a record number of people employed. We've passed transformational education reform, and we're now in the process of implementing that over a series of years. We've been able to provide over $9 billion in capital investments that the state has also partnered with the private sector on. For the first time in 35 years, we've got 2 years with no increase in resident state tuition. And I'm proud to say, as part of our Home Base Iowa bill, all veterans and their spouses and dependents will get in-state tuition at our state universities and community colleges. We passed the Home Base Iowa bill, and I want to thank the legislature for such broad-based bipartisan support. It eliminates, of course, the tax on military retirement. It makes it easier for veterans to be able to get professional licenses in our state. It gives credit for their military education and training in getting professional degrees in the state of Iowa. We also provided additional funding so that veterans can get this $5,000 tax credit for purchasing a home or for their either down payment or closing costs. We know that people make a significant sacrifice to serve in our nation's armed forces. And today, a relatively small percentage of our population serve. But we're proud that we have a significant number of those people that have taken up the cause of preserving our freedom and giving us the opportunities we have. It was a particular honor for me to sign the Home Base Iowa bill on Memorial Day at the headquarters of the Iowa National Guard in Camp Dodge in the Gold Star Museum, and to do it in my uniform. I am really proud to say that Iowa has become a lot more veteran-friendly, and we have a couple of distinguished veterans, former Congressman Boswell and Bob Myers, the CEO of Casey's, that are leading the effort and raising private funds to help us market Iowa to the people that are going to be coming out of the military in the next several years. And we want them to know there are good jobs available in Iowa, and we want to facilitate the transition from the military to civilian life in the state of Iowa. I want to say that with your help, we can build an even brighter future, not only for our veterans, but for all Iowans. I'm very honored and very proud to have the distinguished privilege of serving the people of Iowa. I want to work hard every day to earn your continued support and confidence. We want to run the best campaign we've ever run. We've got a lot of great candidates. Of course, you've heard from Marionette Miller Meeks. We also have another Lieutenant Colonel that's serving in the Iowa National Guard, just returned from her 2 weeks of National Guard duty at Camp McCoy, and that is Joni Ernst. And Joni and the Lieutenant Governor are longtime friends. And she has been an outstanding county official and now state senator, and obviously a distinguished career. You don't get to be a lieutenant colonel and commander of a battalion without having leadership ability. She's got the kind of values that we need in Washington, somebody that's got the guts to cut the pork, reduce spending, balance the budget, and revitalize our country. Because all you have to do is watch the news day after day, and you see the tremendous problems in the world, whether it's in the Middle East, or whether it's in the Ukraine, or in our southern border. We have a lack of leadership, and America is facing some very, very dangerous times. We need leaders with military experience and people that have the courage to do the right thing to protect our country. And I think we have those kind of candidates with people like Joni Ernst and Marionette Miller Meeks and many of the other veterans that are standing with us here today. So I just want to say, Sam Clovis, thank you for accepting the invitation to join the ticket and run for treasurer. Sam is a very articulate and great spokesman for our party and for our cause, and I think he will do a great job. We have many other candidates, as I mentioned earlier, for the legislature as well. We know that you don't do this by yourself. It takes a team effort, and I want to do all I can to lead this whole team to victory. So thanks for giving us this opportunity. We got more work to do, and we want to continue to earn your support and do all we can to grow this state's economy and the great, great opportunities for our veterans. Thank you very much. What to do? We will be addressing specific recommendations for the next term in the months ahead. But first, we want to effectively implement the measures that we've already passed. We want to make sure that veterans are getting credit for their military education and training at our colleges and universities. We want to make sure that the various professional licensing boards are also expediting the process for them to get their professional licenses, whether they're a veteran or a veteran spouse in our state. So there's things we want to do in implementing what we passed this year, and we will also be looking at other things we can do to make Iowa more military friendly. We're also going to be working to make it easy for people that are looking at what to do when they come out of the military to know the job opportunities that are in the field that they have knowledge. We want to match their MOS, their military occupational specialty, with the job opportunities that are available in Iowa. Other questions? Well, this was taken out of context, and it shows how desperate the Democrats are. Their candidate has stumbled very badly and made a lot of mistakes. And they thought they had this made. They thought it was going to be a cakewalk. They had anointed Braley as the next senator from Iowa, and it turns out that Joni Ernst has come out of nowhere, got 56% of the vote in the primary. She just completed two weeks of active duty. And I think people respect the discipline and the experience that she's had. And I don't think Iowans are going to be fooled by the negative ads and the smear campaign that the Democratic senatorial campaigning is running. They know their candidate's in trouble, and that's why they're pouring millions of dollars in with misleading ads and things that are taken out of context. Thank you.